Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Are we on?
Okay! It's time for our favorite show.
Good morning!
We are back.
We are back, baby.
We are back!
Don't gasp.
You're about to call in sick.
I'm not sick.
Just working from home today.
Yeah, you and everybody else.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it.
Mom, he's in my room. Mom, he's playing with my stuff. Mom.
Butt naked.
Showtime.
Let's do it.
Yes.
We are live and local in the studio. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty, on remote.
Yep.
He's in a remote location.
He's in a bunker.
Down by the river. 603, Carla, it is Tuesday morning, show number 1,857 for those that keep track.
And happy March 75th. Everybody enjoy the day.
Mm-hmm.
March 75th, 76th, I don't know, but it's still March. It's the never-ending March.
The final day.
Yeah, whatever.
And
what does it even matter?
I know.
What does it even matter? Somebody said, oh, it's April tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
And what?
And if you have your quarantine bingo card.
Oh, man.
What is it? Forgot what day of the week it was?
Yeah.
You can scratch that off.
There you go. Exactly.
We're playing a coverall. More on that a little bit later on this morning.
And by the way, soon enough, my t-shirts will be ready. My I Survived Lockdown 2020. And they'll only be in size XXXXL, though.
Uh-huh.
So that's all we're doing.
That's all we can afford. Yeah.
That's right.
With everything that you're eating while you're quarantined, everybody's going to be that
matter.
Big.
It'll fit. Trust me. It'll
cinch it. Put a belt around it.
That's right.
Congrats to Priscilla Chaput, the first winner. 10K payday contest this morning. $500 in her pocket. Qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize. She was so sweet when she answered the Beasley banker on how she was going to spend the money.
Well, I can't go anywhere because I'm on lockdown. So I guess I'll save it. And when this is over, I'm going on a shopping spree.
There you go. How do you like that?
Perfect.
Your next chance to win in less than an hour from now. We'll have a new code word for you at about 7 o'clock. Go ahead, Carly. Your next first take on some entertainment news coming up.
Yeah, well, you know what? I have some suggestions for you on shows that will hold you over during this isolation.
All right, we'll get to that and more in some entertainment news coming up next. Sunshine today, high in the upper 70s, maybe a little breezy tomorrow, low 80s the high. 51 now, and the Stray Cats rock this town.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, that Living Room Concert for America, hosted by Elton John, has raised $8 million so far for coronavirus relief. That seems low to me, but okay. Performers included, of course, Billie Eilish, Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, Mariah Carey, Backstreet Boys. Elton John doesn't even have a piano in his place right now for some reason. He keeps talking about that. Yeah.
Oh.
He played his kid's piano in that. It's weird. I don't know if that has to do with I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of in a bunker of sorts.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga will delay the release of her album due to coronavirus. A lot of people putting the release of their albums off. Nickelback will delay the release of theirs because they're Nickelback and nobody really cares. USA Today has put out a list of 100 shows you can watch over weeks of social distancing. And I don't want to keep calling that. I have a new term I want to talk about later. Now, listen, I posted this on our website as well, but it's broken into moods.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the shows are like The Carol Burnett Show, if you want comedy, Battlestar Galactica, if you want, you know, sci-fi, things like that. The Americans, if you want thrillers. Things like that. It's a great list. So if you want to check it out on our website or on Facebook, you can do that. Game of Thrones, shows that you might want to catch up on.
Oh.
Or the shows they call them that you want to know what everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
Mad Men, Game of Thrones, things like that. And Suzanne Somers. She is currently 73 years old. She says she wants to follow in Dolly Parton's footsteps and do this.
I would like to have Playboy. I would like Annie Leibovitz.
to shoot me nude for Playboy for my 75th birthday.
Oh.
Okay? That's
going to make this happen.
On record.
It's okay. On record. Go for it, Suzanne.
Why not?
Go for it, honey. Why not? She and Dolly, you know what? I'd buy it. I'd look at it. You're darn right. That she is my take.
Pretty good
she
take.
Looks fit. Yeah, she does.
Fantastic.
Yeah, she does. Sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
It's curbside to-go service. You want to support your local businesses right here in Las Vegas. Operation Gift Card. Check it out. All the details at 963KKLZ.com. It's Kim Wilde. For the last couple of mornings or so, people have been asking us, why aren't you talking about Tiger King? Why aren't you? This is a hot show. Everybody's watching it. Why aren't you talking about it? John, you got sucked in.
I did. I fell for the hype and got sucked in, and it's a fascinating story.
Yes.
But it was told horribly, I guess in an effort to make it last for 7 episodes so that Netflix would buy it from the producers. But
it
was not a good linear documentary story about these wacky people.
And I've only seen the first 3. I don't know.
You are watching it.
I quit watching it over the weekend. I watched 3 of them, and I just can't. I can't take it.
Okay.
I can't take it. I don't know. It's just bothering me. It bothers me. And everybody on Facebook Live was talking about it today, too. Have you seen it? Are you watching it? And same thing. Some people love it. Some hate it. Yeah. And some have a love-hate.
And at the end, it's like, so I just watched this whole thing, and yet no one's taking care of these animals.
Yeah.
Like, it's all about these people and their egos, but they're not taking care of these animals. Yeah, and now what's happened to the animals? And there's...
It's like an even worse Bachelor.
It's just
awful.
The only good part is at least here, if the Bachelor doesn't like you, he can eat you.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
As you're quarantined and staying at home and you're watching this, what is the magic behind this show? 702-739-9636, especially if you've gotten sucked in.
Yeah.
KKLZ Talk Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Hang on. Margaret's on the phone. Margaret, what about you?
It is the most awesomest show. Listen, any mistakes you ever made in your life and you thought you were really messed up, you realize that they are living among us.
Oh.
The stupidest people you've ever met in your life.
Yes.
It is the most awesomest show ever.
I mean,
the whole cast is dumb.
The
dumbest people you've ever met in your life. And what's sad is to know that it's real. It's reality. We live among this many dumb people in this world. That's scary. But it's an awesome show. It makes you realize how dumb people are.
It's so funny, and that is an interesting way of looking at it. I get it. It is one of those shows. Is it a horrible show? No, it's not a horrible show. It's just not my kind of, I don't know. That stuff, those people frustrate me.
That's what I told you when I tried to watch the first episode. I looked at Jody, I said, I am not wasting time watching dumb hillbillies.
With
their cats. And I'm doing the air quotes, they're cats.
Yeah, they're cats,
and
right.
And the whole world of cat world with stupid hillbillies.
Yeah, exactly.
There's other stuff you could be watching.
Yeah.
And why this has caught on, I don't know.
Maybe because, like she says, I don't know, maybe it makes you feel better about yourself.
A few more people texting in about Tiger King.
Yeah. Monica says, you know what? I think the show's awesome, especially under quarantine. You think, geez, at least we're not Joe Exotic. Ted said, it just makes me feel dirty and icky.
And is that the feeling you want from a show when you're quarantined like you are?
You know, you and I were talking off the air. It reminds us a little bit of, is it Swamp People? Swamp People. And you said Making of a Murderer.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of a combo of the both of those shows. PJ says it's a total train wreck. It's just a total train wreck.
Maybe it is because Greg's on the phone. Greg, what were you saying?
The best way to describe this show is it's a train wreck.
Yeah.
It's horrendous to watch.
Yeah.
But you just can't look away.
Oh, boy.
You know, judging by the name, you think it's going to be more about, you know, the cat ownership and the exotic animals. But then they start diving into these people's lives, and it has more twists than an M. Night Shyamalan movie, man. It's ridiculous.
Well, maybe I'll have to try to finish it. I just, right now, I had to put it aside because it's just kind of, it just bothers me.
I guess I'm in that same boat. If there's nothing else to watch, maybe I'll have a couple of pops and go, you know what, let's give it another shot here.
There, after a few drinks, post-isolation, maybe come October, November, December,
We're now in the post-isolation period.
Yes, exactly. post-isolation viewing. Everything you gave up on during isolation.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Hey, listen, we're going to put some free money in your pocket. Everybody needs some free cash. The 10K payday contest is back, and your next chance to score $500 coming up after Hart.
It's time to play the 10K payday contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here we go. Another shot to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is push.
Push. P-U-S-H. Push.
Push, push in the bush. That's how that goes right there, I think. Your chance to win $500 right now, text push to 45911. That is 45911. Win the $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter push at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app that you have on your smartphone, right? Good. Again, the word push, 15 minutes to text the word. Now listen, you get a weird number calling you, maybe 20, 30 minutes, pick it up this time, okay? Might be the Beasley banker just wanting to tell you, hey, you won $500. Again, the word push, text it to 45911. You have 15 minutes. Good luck.
I'm pushing it. 10K payday contest is back. The word this hour is push. I'm pushing it real good.
Exactly.
Just text that word to 45911. Win $500 in order to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Make sure you enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or even on our free KKLZ app.
Yes.
Push.
There you go.
Still have a couple of minutes to do that, so make sure you do. Okay, sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the upper 70s today. Low 80s tomorrow, but the wind, they say, might be back. So
yeah.
You don't know.
Okay.
I know. Only about 51 outside right now. Here you go. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, believe it or not, it's come down a little bit. About 16% of people out there say they are, yes, buying more toilet paper because of the coronavirus. But the rest of people say, no, we're not actually buying more toilet paper. Now, there's 2% that, you know, they don't really care. So it doesn't really matter. But it's slowing down a little bit, which is good. Maybe in the next few weeks you might be able to get toilet paper if you actually need it. How about that? The high-end men's clothing retailer Brooks Brothers converting their clothing factories to mask factories. They're manufacturing medical masks and gowns in order to help fight the virus. Brooks Brothers says they can make about 150,000 masks a day.
Wow.
This is amazing. A lot of these clothing stores, they have to do something because they're not really in business right now. So good for them. It is like wartime, you know? We're converting factories, and that's what we need to do.
And imagine how fashionable they'll be.
Yes. Yes, I know. Is that a Brooks Brothers mask? It is. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
That's what it's going to end up to be.
Yes, I know. I know. Nice scrubs, man. Those are Brooks Brothers? Yeah. Yeah, they've got
Louis
the crease.
Vuitton.
Got the crease right down the front of my scrubs. Yes, they are. Thank you. Yeah, right?
People are going to start, what do they call it? Bedazzle?
Yeah, bedazzling.
Yes, they're going to start doing that to their mask. And
with their 1980s diamond and stud center. Yes, Mike, exactly. And this is happening all over. I mentioned it because I talked to a friend of mine up in Reno yesterday. Said that up at Lake Tahoe, different small areas up there, Kings Beach, Tahoe City, they have had cases of the virus because rich people are going to their second homes, a lot of them in New York and the Hamptons. They're going, and now they're taking the virus with them, and it's just spreading more. That means staying put.
People. What is it that people don't understand about that?
You know what? I was saying this on Facebook Live, and I don't mean to go off, but maybe I do. You know what? We're not being asked to go to the front lines and fight a war. We're being asked to sit on our butts and watch TV or take a walk. This is not that hard. I get a lot of people maybe out of work. That is hard, and I'm not diminishing this in any way, but this is not that hard.
Just stay home.
Yes, to save hopefully you, but your family members as well and the people that you love. Jeez.
I'll tell you this. I can't believe, and you had mentioned this off the air, how much money I've been saving by not going out.
Yes, I know. I may stay in isolation for the rest of my life. Be around those two people that I just really, really love, and that is it.
And even they're on the questioning list. I don't know about them.
And if I'm coming to your house, I'm on the other side of the pool.
Yes.
I'm on the other side of the way. You stay over there, Mike. Just toss me a drink and a sippy cup. Just twist it closed. I'm good. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Carla, as we were talking about in Things You Should Know, is how much people should stay in.
Yes.
People are going out real quick for that curbside to-go service. Now, we have Operation Gift Card on our website, which you can take advantage of to support local businesses here in town.
Right.
But let's make this shout-out Tuesday. And for those people that have been going out, ordering food.
Yeah, and either, you know, going in, picking it up, taking it out, getting it at the curb, whatever it is. A lot of places are still, you know, just doing that, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they're on a little skeleton crew doing that. So if you want to thank them.
Yes.
We want to know. We want to hear it. We want to know who you are thanking that's kind of been keeping you fed a few nights a week.
So you can give them a shout out right now, 702-739-9636. John, you said it was Home Plate. You went over to Home Plate, which is your home away from home.
Yes, Home Plate Grill and Bar on Warm Springs, right off Las Vegas Boulevard.
Especially during, you know, when Penn State's playing football, basketball.
Yeah. Nick, the owner, Shannon, the bar manager, have been great to me and the Penn State alumni here all the time. So
I like that. What about you, Carla?
I'm a big Mediterranean food fan, and I over at Sultan's Grill, Sam.
Yeah.
And Marie, and then over at Market Grill, Joe and Rhonda. They've been taking good care, and that's it. They'll either bring it out or you can walk right there.
Yeah.
They all have like teeny tiny areas where you pick it up, and that next person has to wait outside, and I love it.
Okay.
I love it. So,
shout out Tuesday. Here you go. Your turn. 702-739-9636. Dial it up. Call in. Give your place a shout out. Or if you can't dial in, you know, a text out, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
You want to text it. Not the same enthusiasm, but either way, all right? Let's do it.
Shout out at your car window.
Okay, there you go. You know what? When you text in capitals. Yes. How about that?
Yes, there you go.
Sarah Smith and Dream On.
Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
We are live. We are local in the studio. Taking your phone call, 702-739-9636. Or if you feel more comfortable, text in. Shout out Tuesday. Where are you going for that curbside to-go service? Or maybe even a grocery store that says, you know, hey, we'll do the shopping. You just come by, pick it up.
Right.
We're letting people call in or text in to shout out their favorite place.
Yeah, we got, hey, guys, love your show. Shout out to Thai Food to Go on Desert Inn between Pecos and McLeod. Best authentic Thai food. Order on the phone. They meet you at the door. Perfect during these sad times. Thanks, a Vietnam vet. Amano's. Amano's Italian food on the corner of Tanea and Ann Road. Also, hold on, they're moving around. Kelly, 50s Diner, Omelet House at DI and Pecos. And thanks to Grubhub for delivery. That is Kelly.
Oh.
We got Metro Pizza in Henderson as well.
Nice.
Friends of ours, that's for sure.
They've been around a long,
long time. They sure have been. Yeah, it is kind of nice. I'm thinking, though we all miss going out to dinner, it is awfully easy.
Yes.
You know, it is really easy.
You just bring it home, put it on the plate, and you're...
Yes. It's nice.
Thing,
look what I made, honey. Huh? Look at this. Well, I was home before you know, so
well, I put it as some lobster and ribeye on.
Yes.
Just so when you get home, everything's all set up now.
Exactly.
Never got takeout from these places before when you still could.
Yeah. Right.
Now it's fun.
Exactly.
You know, this is sweet. Can I just do this real quick? Liz said a shout out to Avamere Assisted Living staff for taking care of my mom.
Oh, so nice.
There you go.
Even better yet.
Yep.
Connie's been on hold. Connie, what about you?
I want to do my shout out to Chili Jilly's in Boulder City.
It's right off the highway as you're pulling in, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Very good. Uh-huh.
That's That's awesome. Chili Jilly's in Boulder City.
Love it.
Thank you, Connie.
Thank you.
Shout out Tuesday. Shout out to the place where you're going to get your food. If you do the curbside to-go service, don't forget Operation Gift Card on our website, 96.3kklz.com. And businesses, small businesses, if you don't have that gift card program,
right,
you can actually register on our website to do it absolutely free.
Sure.
So make sure you take advantage of that.
Yeah, we're getting a whole lot of shout-outs. Somebody even said IHOP. IHOP does curbside service, and you can pick up breakfast in the morning, which is nice. Olala at Lake Mead and Rampart. Big thanks to Starbucks for just being open this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you're absolutely right about that, Michael. Grimaldi's. I suppose all of them are doing takeout, but we have been to the one at Boca. And they don't let anyone in behind someone else to pick up. So I've been over there myself, actually. So yeah. Very nice. A lot of people shouting out. And if you have any more of those local places, somebody else mentioned that. Amano's, the Italian, and said they're a local place, that their kid works there. And they were laid off, but they said they're anxious to get them back to work, and they're going to. So good
perfect
to hear.
Jackie,
to
hear. What about you?
My nephew's place, Aces and Ales, is on Tafea. It's just around the corner from my office. It's just down the street from the hospital.
Oh, very cool. Are you guys getting food at the hospital?
You can get food at the hospital, but I go there delivery. They have the best veggie sandwiches. Other than that, I take my food.
Aces and Ales, you got it.
Thank you, Decky.
All right, you guys have a good day.
You too.
Thank you for the music.
Beasley Banker doling out the free cash.
Yes.
Everybody going through a tough time. Everybody needs some extra money. Ed Eldridge, the latest winner, picked up $500, qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. Once again, the Beasley Banker wants to know how you're going to spend the money.
I don't know, probably go out somewhere, go on a vacation. My cruise got canceled, so now it's something to look forward to.
Yeah, just stockpile the money.
Yeah, put it away.
Got to have something to look forward to. Your next chance to win, Carla, it's going to be in less than an hour. 9 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. So make sure you're listening for that. Details in just a bit on the 10K payday contest. High today, 79. Plenty of sunshine, maybe a little wind tomorrow. Low 80s the high. 53 outside right now. Let's do it. Carla's take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, there is footage in Tiger King. It's all about that show right now. Of Shaq. Well, Shaq hanging out with Joe Exotic. He wants everyone to know he is not friends with him. He said he went to Joe's zoo a few times, but stopped when he found out the shady stuff that he's involved in. He does not like it. So,
okay.
Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, I'm sure you will, everybody. Things just take off, you know? Studio filming on American Idol not going to be possible due to the coronavirus. Producer sent an email to the cast and crew. Said, you know, we continue to monitor advice from the federal and local agencies. We can't really make it back into the studio for this season. They're trying to figure out how to finish off the season.
Mm-hmm.
They'll monitor. They'll provide updates if anything changes. But as of now, no. They're thinking about how to do it with Luke, Katie, and Lionel judging the singers from home. So
yeah.
I don't, you know,
maybe
not
they,
quite
maybe,
exciting, but.
Right.
You
Boy,
know?
There'd have to be a lot of production.
Yeah.
Into that if they did it each from home.
Right, yeah.
And then they viewed videos.
Right.
Of the contestants.
Right, yeah. American Isolation is, I guess.
Maybe that's the next show.
Right, it might be. It just might be.
And when I say production, I mean editing.
Yes.
You'd have to do a lot of editing.
Yeah. And
to make that work.
You know, hopefully they all have some sort of home studio or
something.
You know, something like that.
Yeah.
And, boy, if there isn't some good news in all of this, the coronavirus has delayed filming the new season of Bachelor Summer Games.
Oh, yes.
Yay. Yes. Oh, thank God for small favors. That is my take. Sponsored
See,
by
the silver lining
there
is right there.
The silver lining.
Sometimes you just have to look for it.
Yes, you have to find it, people.
Mm-hmm.
No Bachelor Summer Games. Winning. Sponsored by the Clark County Credit Union.
Carly, you had mentioned this, I believe it was last week, and We joke about it, although it's not very funny, but a lot of people trying to stock up and get those supplies they need.
Right.
And one of the big supplies being toilet paper.
Yeah.
And what people are starting to use if indeed they are running out of toilet paper. I actually had a friend go to the curbside to-go service, and he asked for he wanted extra napkins just in case.
Yeah.
You never know.
Right.
And they said, actually, we're limiting the napkins to one per order.
Well, because all you're going to do is jam up your toilet.
Right.
You know?
Jeez, I guess.
People.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But what are people using? Other than toilet paper, if you do indeed run out.
Right. I have a friend who said, I don't know why people are worrying. Do you not have washcloths and a washer? Oh. You have bleach?
Ah.
Oh, please. Come
what do you
on.
Mean, oh, please?
Kids poop their pants and you wash them. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
I guess.
You know, I mean, I'm just saying that's what, you know, if it comes down to it, I would hope.
What about tissues?
Yeah, those things are really bad for your toilet, though.
Oh, I don't see I see more of a problem using a wash rag than I do a.
Well, you wash those.
I understand that, but just flushing a tissue down the toilet.
Yeah, I don't know that stuff. They say the plumbers are in heaven right now because people are using everything but toilet paper.
See, I don't see a problem with that at all.
No, you're not supposed to do that. You know that.
What?
You're not supposed to
tissues.
Yeah, you're not supposed to put anything down in a toilet except toilet paper, because tissues are even different.
Wow.
I know.
See, you learn something every day.
I know. Where are you, plumbers?
Yeah.
But yeah, there have to be other things that you can use.
702-739-9636. Have you dealt with that yet? And what are you using? And yeah, if there's a plumber out there.
Yes.
Dial it up.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. We are live. We are local. We are in the studio, 836. And we had asked the question, what are you using? What are you using if indeed you do run out of toilet paper?
Right.
And the texts are coming in like crazy.
Yeah, they sure are.
702-739-9636. You can call or text. John, I don't know if you've run into this problem yet, but...
No, and I don't anticipate running into the problem, but I think I'd probably have to use paper towels or washcloths, maybe.
Well, hopefully we got some news for you on that front. People are writing in here. This is hilarious. Tammy said my ex-husband's shirts that he never picked up and are still hanging in the closet. Okay, Tammy. All righty then.
Nice.
Tom said, this is interesting. Tom said, spray your rear end in advance with Pam. You know, the stuff you put on your pants.
No.
And then take a shower afterwards. You don't need toilet paper. Apparently everything will just
slide,
you know,
right off.
Non-stick.
Yeah.
So there you go. This is hilarious.
Oh, boy.
A lot of people concerned about you, Mike, wanting to use tissues. I don't know about that. You know, we reached out, wanted to see if there were any plumbers out there.
Yeah.
But none so far. Now, this is, Tiffany said, remember the movie Demolition Man?
Yeah.
They had three seashells in the bathroom. I don't know how the heck you're supposed to use those, but that's what they used.
Oh, boy.
Ouch.
Oh.
Ow.
Oh, boy.
Ow.
Seashells.
Hang on.
Man.
Dennis is on the phone.
Okay.
Dennis is a plumber. And Dennis, can you give us the do's and don'ts about, what to flush down the toilet?
The consistency of the paper, the fibers, it doesn't break up. Toilet paper will break up. Some flushable wipes will, too, but any of the more fibrous types of, like, tissue or other types of towels and stuff, the fibers stay together, and that's what causes the clog.
Dennis, can I first tell you, like, the best guy that I ever dated was a plumber. Handiest.
Right.
Could almost fix anything. But yeah, it's amazing. Like you say, what doesn't really work in a toilet? You'd think it would.
I would think just a little tissue.
Yeah, I know.
Soft and nice. And
I mean, it'll go down, sure, but,
yeah.
You know.
We are focused on how to stay hygienically clean, and
like to pass that information on to, you know, anyone we can. But
I love that.
That's our credo.
You don't think about a plumber until you need them.
No.
That's right. Yeah, they use high-pressure water, in a jet nozzle to blow apart the big ones.
Wow. See? So there you go. Nothing but toilet paper in a toilet or flushable wipes that say they are flushable.
All right. Dennis,
you're awesome.
You learn something every day.
I know.
I would have argued till the day is long about tissue papers with Carla. But I you know what? If you say it so and with the credo and everything, I'm going to believe you.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's the type of fiber, toilet paper, you know, with the urine stream, you can bust it up if you've ever noticed that. But
I'm sorry?
You guys can pay.
Other types of tissues, no.
Yeah, okay. You guys can pay more attention to that than we can.
Bye.
Dennis, thank you so much for taking the time to call. You be careful and stay healthy.
You guys are great. I love the show, so you take care, too.
Steve's on the phone. Steve, what's up?
Hey, I got a great idea, you guys. Yeah, those stupid videos are going viral.
Yes.
All you have to do to up your ratings is tell people you're doing your morning show in the nude.
Well, you
know. Didn't we do that one time?
We did do it. We actually did do it. It was National Nude Day.
At another radio station we were at.
And Channel 8 came over and filmed it.
That's what I mean. All you have to do is tell them they buy anything. I know they all went to school. My question is, did they open the book? Good Lord. You guys be safe. Have fun.
It was easy for me because I sit under the counter here.
Yeah, yeah. Listen.
For you, though.
Right. Well, I know it.
It was kind of interesting.
We got a text from someone who said, I work for the Department of Sanitation here in town, and we are getting calls on stop-ups, backups, because of people using flushable wipes.
Oh.
Which you can use occasionally, but people are using them more often now. So please be very careful using those, because there are a lot of stoppages here in town because of that. This is the Department of Sanitation, people, so be careful.
Listen, we don't need any more problems than what we already have.
No kidding.
And if we can avoid the blocking up of toilets.
Yes.
You know, do all you can to help out. All right. Hey, $500 on the line. Qualify for 10K in the 10K payday contest. Your chance to win coming up at 9. Everybody going through a tough time right now. We can all use some free cash. That's what we're doing. 10K payday contest is back. Your chance to win coming up in less than 10 minutes.
It's time to play the 10K payday contest.
Oh my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here we go. You want another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest? Well, here it is. This hour's code word, AIR.
AIR. A-I-R. AIR.
That's the AIR that you need for your chance to win $500. Text it, AIR, to 45911. That is 45911. Win that $500 and qualify for the 10K payday. Enter AIR at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app that you do indeed have on your smartphone, right? Good. The word again, AIR. You have 15 minutes to text it, 45911 now. You get a weird number calling you in about a half hour, pick it up. Might be the Beasley Banker just wanting to tell you you won $500. Again, the word AIR, text it to 45911. You have 15 minutes to do it. Go do it. Good luck.
If you missed it just a couple of minutes ago, the word is AIR. The word AIR, 45911. You can text it to that short code for a chance to win $500, or better yet, enter to win $10,000 with your on-time correct entry, either on the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3KKLZ.com. You still have a couple of minutes to do that. The word again, AIR, A-I-R, three little letters, could win you some free cash, and that's what a lot of people need right now. So the Beasley Banker opening up the vault, handing it out, spreading the wealth. Sunshine today, high in the upper 70s, low 80s. Tomorrow the high, maybe a little windy tomorrow. It's about 55 outside right now. All right, let's do it. Just some weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
It is sponsored by 1-Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, with everything else going on, a small town in North Carolina just had a Bigfoot sighting, Carla. It's wow. the fourth one.
Wow, okay.
Less than 2 weeks ago, a guy spotted Bigfoot, described him saying, quote, he was real tall, had big hands, and his fur was real black.
Okay.
And it was shaggy. So
okay, all right, whatever. I won't dispute you.
That's Bigfoot.
I think there are a few Bigfoots out
big
there.
Big feet?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Out and about.
Lucky guy.
Video has gone viral of a guy in England who disguised himself as a bush so he could go outside during the quarantine. in three different clips in one video. And these are neighbors.
Yeah.
Videoing this guy dressed as a bush.
Oh, my God.
So he could sneak around his driveway and get his mail and stuff like that. So,
oh, God. Okay.
But people are saying, yeah, that's not a real bush that's moving. That's Jim.
Yeah. When you feel resistance on that Q-tip, mm-hmm. that's when you stop, people.
Oh, okay.
Just stop.
Just a health tip.
Oy vey. Well, police in England had to stop a guy who drove 220 miles round trip to pick up a window replacement that he had to buy for uh-huh. something. It was $19. He got it on eBay. And then on the way home, just, you know, it really wouldn't fit. So his wife rode in the trunk to make room for the window up in the car. Yeah, he was stopped and he was fined for that. Honey, I'm sorry, it's not going to fit. So no. you're going to have to get in the trunk.
It's either the window
right.
or
yeah.
you. And if you want to come along, got to be in the trunk.
Wow. Well, you know, everybody's trying to come up with something to help with this coronavirus. And there's an astrophysicist in Australia. He's trying to make a necklace that will warn you if you touch your face. And he wound up in the hospital. He accidentally got magnets stuck up his nose.
Oh.
So got to be careful if you are trying to come up with some sort of curve. Or a cure, I should say. Don't be Carla at, what was I, like three when I think I shoved the leaf up my nose. Okay, so just be careful, people. That's all.
What's the wildest and wackiest yeah. thing you've ever shoved yeah. up your nose?
Magnets. They stick together. They stick together. Be careful. Be careful. I don't know how an astrophysicist let
right.
this happen.
Right.
But I guess, you know, live and learn, right?
You know
live
when we say learn. It's not rocket science?
Yeah.
But this, clearly it is.
It kind of is. So be careful. That's all. Be yeah. careful. It is Tuesday. That is your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Like we do at the end of each show, we leave you with a little bit of good news to start your day with. I mentioned a story about this, I think, early last week, possibly the week before. Well, it's catching steam, and I hope it does here as well. A high schooler in Albuquerque, New Mexico, he now built a pantry for his elderly neighbors. He actually did it, building it out of just some discarded wood and metal that he found throughout the neighborhood. Built it. It's on a street corner. He said, I made the pantry so I could help others who didn't want to either risk themselves getting exposed to the virus or just can't afford it. The pantry's stocked with soup, coffee, teas, pasta, toiletries, soaps, wow. things like that. So, yes, he's a high school kid, about 16 years old.
Perfect.
I love this. I hope that this takes off here. And if somebody has done it here, please let us know.
Yeah, that's why we say anytime you have a good story, a feel-good story, whether it's somebody you know, maybe a local story, either submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, email it to us, or better yet, call us at 702-739-9636. Anytime we're on the air, weekdays 5 to 10 a.m., we'd love to hear your version of that story. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance, Auto, Home, Life. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. Recapping the show, we're still trying to find the magic behind Tiger King.
Oh, I know. You and I haven't found it the way other people have, or maybe it's just that it's a train wreck.
And that's what a lot of people said.
Yeah.
And when you're quarantined like all of us are, you got to do something, so you might as well watch this.
I guess.
Shout out Tuesday. Thank you so much to everybody, whether you called in, texted in, your place where you're getting that curbside to-go service. And by the way, don't forget about Operation Gift Card. You can buy gift cards. Or if you're a small business here in Las Vegas, want to be a part of the program, it's absolutely free. All the information on our website at 96.3kklz.com. And congratulations, the latest winner in the 10K Payday Contest, Greg McDaniels puts $500 in his pants and qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize that we're giving away. Your next chance to win a little bit later on this morning. Wendy Rush will have a new code word for you at 11 o'clock. She is in next. Do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. And remember, we're all in this together.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.